You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 5 minutes past the hour. Well, you know, I think the History Channel, I don't know if they've already played this, I wanted to TiVo it, the history of Valentine's Day. Apparently the history of Valentine's Day is pretty fascinating, but we don't have just one story. There's several different legends. I guess the original one was you had Cupid, the Roman god of love, right? He's represented by the boy with the bow and the arrow. So we use him to represent Valentine's Day. But apparently there's supposed to be some Roman roots. They say 300 years A.D., the Roman emperor still believed. This is according to About.com. The emperors wanted people to worship Roman gods. Now, Valentine was a Christian priest. Now, from what we understand, he had been thrown in prison for his teachings. Now, he had performed a miracle. Apparently, he had cured the jailer's daughter of her blindness. And he was beheaded for that. I guess it freaked him out. I don't know. And the night before he was executed, he wrote the jailer's daughter a farewell letter because now she could read, signing it, quote unquote, from your Valentine. Another legend, I guess, says that the same Valentine was really well loved, received notes in his jail cell from children and friends who missed him, which is where notes and be my Valentine or from your Valentine, I guess, originated. That's one. Then was Bishop Valentine, as opposed to Priest Valentine. There was an Italian bishop, they said, who lived roughly 200 A.D. He was imprisoned because he was secretly marrying couples, which was, again, contrary to the laws of the Roman emperor. They say he was burned at the stake. Now, many of you know about the feast legend. There was the Feast of Lupercalia. This is a spring festival that I guess is on the 15th of February. The ancient Romans used to celebrate this February 15th in honor of a goddess. Young men would randomly choose the name of a young girl to escape, to escort the festivities. Hence, kind of a couples type of thing. Then, with Christianity, I guess the holiday moved to February 14th. And so Christians have come to celebrate, they say, February 14th as a saint day. And there were many Christian martyrs named Valentine or Valentine. And so that's where Valentine's Day comes from. So there's a variety of different theories and reasons why we have it. And, you know, we were joking around in the first hour how, you know, it's kind of a difficult holiday for a lot of us because we kind of, you know, we need to figure out what to get people. You know, we don't want to spend a lot of money. And a lot of times we could get the wrong thing. And then you're in the doghouse. They say the custom of choosing a sweetheart on Valentine's Day had spread through Europe and the Middle Ages and then to the early American colonies. So February, the idea of Valentine's Day is very old, you know, extremely old. You could even say older than Christmas. They say throughout the years, people believe that birds pick their mates on February 14th. In AD 496, so 496 AD, St. Pope Gelasius I declared February 14th as Valentine's Day. Even though it's not an official holiday, the mail still gets delivered. I let my medical student be off today. I'm like, you know what, you might as well be off. You know, I'm going to try to pick the kids up early from their Valentine's party. Well, I really need to. I actually have a very busy day at the office. But, you know, when it comes to the kids having Valentine's Day parties, they never let me into their chocolate. And I actually need to get a hold of their goodie bags and fast if I want to eat any of the good stuff. You know, they'll leave me the dum-dums. I don't want a dum-dum. I want like a big Hershey's Kiss or, you know, something chocolatey, one of those like chocolate hearts that give you gas later. Right. That's what I want. I don't want dum-dums or sweet tarts, but I guess So I got to figure out how to manage that. The problem is kids also have an orthodontics appointment. So, All right. And then greeting cards. Oh, wait a second. There's a little bit more history. They say, let me see. The first greeting cards, handmade Valentines, appeared, I guess, in the 16th century. As early as 1800, companies began to mass produce cards. These cards were hand-colored by factory workers, and then by the 20th century, you had the lace and the ribbons, etc. And so, Valentine's Day is great for retailers because it's, you know, I mean, people buy and people shop and gifts. I mean, many of us are still trying to recover from Christmas. And the finance charges we're getting on our credit cards, and then all of a sudden there's Valentine's Day. So I urge you to kind of listen to the first hour of my show today. Go back to the podcast. We talked about some cheap Valentine's Day gifts. Why not? All right. There's ways to say I love you and surprise your lady and, please your man without having to go out and spend a lot of money on a dinner that you have to take the mother-in-law to. Right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Valentine's for me as a doctor gives me some chills up my spine because when I was doing ER, Valentine's Day, I believe, ended up being on a weekend. I think it was a Sunday morning, and we had 14 heart attacks roll in that day. All lived. I took 7. The other doctor took 7. They all lived. But looks like the night before was a very rigorous night. And so I always tell people, okay, Valentine's Day, yes, that's a very, very lovey-dovey day. You know, I'm sure people go out and they drink and champagne and chocolate and sex and, okay, all fun and dandy. But 14 heart attacks, I have never seen 14 heart attacks come in at any ER I've worked. I'm sure, again, I mean, I'm not in Boston or L.A., so I get that. But still, 14 heart attacks. So all I want to say is just be a little careful. If you have any chest pain, any shortness of breath, maybe just run it by your doctor. Make sure you're safe for sex. Make sure you're safe for Viagra. A lot of you guys are asking for Viagra, and you still haven't gotten your EKG. Still got your cholesterol checked. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, now you're ruining the holiday. I am not ruining the holiday. I took care of 14 heart attack patients. On Valentine's Day. I'm not messing around. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's
there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I guess it was going to be any hour now, but I guess another 7 hours to go for the Carnival Cruise Line Triumph to finally make it to port. We've been watching it just at slow pace. I think it's moving 7 miles an hour. It's, you know, the Carnival cruise ship is 102,000, I think about 100,000 tons. What I'm reading right here, it's 100,000 tons being towed by four tugboats, right? Little tugboats. They're so cute, those little tugboats. And I mean, oh my gosh, these passengers are at their wits' end. You know, people see the passengers, you know, outside on the balcony and in blankets, and they think, oh, these guys are fine. They're on a cruise ship. But from what I'm understanding, many of them were holding signs out saying, help us, please. I mean, it's, assume it's pretty bad in there. I know, you know, the media has been showing pictures of, you know, and these cruise ships are exquisite, by the way, but they aren't exquisite when you have wastewater and overflowing dirty toilets dripping down from the ceiling and the smell and the stench and no air conditioning, etc. So I guess, from what I understand, the 4,200 passengers from what I understand, still alive and well, are supposed to be coming into Mobile's cruise ship terminal, I think by 9 p.m. Eastern time, which would be 6 p.m., so basically about 6.5 hours now. Apparently, they've made made a lot of arrangements for these people. One is they could take, I guess, a charter bus straight to Galveston or straight to Houston so they could get their car from Mobile, Alabama. I don't really know how many miles Mobile, Alabama is away from where, because I guess this was a Galveston to the Yucatan Peninsula type of cruise. A beautiful cruise from what I understand, just not so beautiful when the cruise ship just dies. Apparently there was a fire, remember, I believe in the kitchen or the engine room, and then the engine failed, and so the ship has just basically been adrift and powerless. From what I understand, they have had a small generator, so they were able to cook some hot meals, but there's people fighting over the food and fighting over the meals. In fact, they said that, you know, if you're first in line, you may actually get a burger. And then at the back of the line, you'll get a condiment sandwich, like bread, and you can put some ketchup on it. So, I mean, they aren't even eating well. I mean, luckily they have something to eat. They say, so what they're doing is they're towing the ship. It weighs 100,000 tons. It's the length of 3 football fields. And they're towing it rather than risking moving passengers to another cruise ship. I guess what they're saying is, you know, people are like, okay, just pull up another cruise ship, make a bridge, and have people come across. Well, the bridge isn't steady. Apparently, the winds are about 15 miles an hour. The waters are kind of rough. And how close to each other can the cruise ships get without sinking each other? You know, I know we all think of speed, right, where they're on a bus, and so another car pulls up, and then they have a little walkway, right, connecting the two, the truck and the bus, and people were able, no, it can't be done like that. We're talking about big, major ships. There's probably, you probably need about 6 feet just to have the starting point on one of the ships, let alone, I mean, it would be a huge, monstrous task. It just blows my mind that's taking this on. Now, one person was able to get off the ship. Apparently, she needed dialysis. So she's 54 years old, Rachel Alderet. So she was able to be taken off the ship. Her sister was supposed to jump onto the Coast Guard skiff with her, but the water was too choppy and she couldn't make it. Now, Miss Alderet and 29 other family members, including one in a wheelchair and a woman 6 months pregnant, are still trapped on the ship. Now, let me see. You know, people towing also people watching this have also been concerned. Why didn't they just go back to Mexico? Okay, why don't they go to, I guess they were originally going to go to Progreso, a Mexican port. I know that's a soup. Yeah, I don't think it's from there, though. All right, but they would have northerly currents. So I guess going to Mobile, they have a little bit of a headwind. It was easier to navigate, and they were able to hopefully get there. You know, you're looking at this and you're like, I can't believe something like this in this day and age. And you know, people are getting sick. Okay. I don't even want to hear about what could be happening norovirus wise or legionnaires wise or, you know, virus or bacteria wise. That has got to be extremely frustrating. Not to mention the stress. From what I understand, it's very hard to sleep. Because, you know, it stenches of feces and urine. They're obviously not getting very healthy food if they're eating bread and ketchup sandwiches. Mattresses have been hauled to hallways, and the deck where sleeping was a little cooler. People, from what we understand, kids are crying. I mean, people are kind of scared, you know. One girl had Skittles for breakfast. And, you know, so we're getting these stories as people are able to text and people are able to Facebook and tweet. And from what we understand, it's getting pretty nasty. Now, they were talking about lawsuits against Carnival. And I guess the lead attorney who sued Carnival against the Costa Concordia, I think, sued for $500 million. And he says with this, they could probably sue for more. I know people are upset. I don't really know what they're going to get. I think they're going to get a free trip back. Okay, in terms of going back to Houston or Galveston, I think passengers get an onboard credit, right, where they could, you know, hopefully take another cruise. My guess is they're also going to get their money back. But this has got to be horrible. Why is Carnival having such an issue with their ships? Now, one, we believe was captain error, right, with the Costa Concordia then hitting, running into the, when it was in the Italian Strait, running into the rocks, etc. So that was a captain error, all right? It wasn't a ship failing. But then, of course, I mean, you crashed a ship, it's going to sink. And unfortunately, there were multiple deaths with that one. Yeah, the SS Stinky, I believe, last year. But that was a, again, I think that was a power failure. And there were issues with the toilets, and they had to come back. I'm not sure. We're taking Celebrity when we go up to Alaska. We've never taken a Carnival cruise. We've done Celebrity. We've done Holland America. And knock on wood, we've had good luck with that. I hope this is a wake-up call for Carnival. I mean, how many more problems are they going to have? But also keep in mind, Carnival runs thousands of cruises a year. All right. You know, many people talk about, airlines. We've had some issues with airplanes where airplanes have had to be grounded, et cetera. You know, I think with any recreational type of vehicular transport, let's say, or transport, yeah, there's going to be issues. It's just what blows my mind is how the whole engine could fail. Where's any of the backup? You know, and then why did the fire start to begin with? All right. So hopefully they do get it. Now, from what I understand, as soon as these passengers disembark, it is going to be a multiple-hour process. They cannot fly home from Mobile, Alabama. They need to be taken in buses to New Orleans. Did you guys hear about this? I'm not sure. For some reason, they didn't think that the Mobile, Alabama airport could handle all the charter flights. So when they get in, there's supposed to be hot food waiting for them. Then they're going to get to eat and either go to a hotel in Mobile, Alabama, go straight to Houston or Galveston if they have to go, get home as quickly as possible because they need to get back to work, they need to get back to their families, they need to get to their doctors, and then other people are going to go to New Orleans. This is just one of those clusters, and you see the interviews going on with the vice presidents or the CEOs, that you just see you almost see the trembling, this is a huge cluster, and I don't know how many more of these that company can survive. How many more instances of things like this, can they put up with? Now, again, cruising, many of you who love to cruise, you aren't swayed by this. You're like, look, I know about cruises. I mean, when you go on a cruise, it's phenomenal. I mean, I can't wait to cruise again. I can't wait. I do really feel for these people. And I hope to God it doesn't happen to our radio show cruise. Oh my gosh. But, I wouldn't be surprised if any of those people would never want to set foot on a ship again. It's just, I want to know what's happening medical wise. They've been talking about the flights. They've been talking about the charters. They've been talking about the hotel rooms, people getting hot shower, hot meals. That's all nice. But are they going to cover any medical issues that could have come from this? That's going to be a very, very touchy subject. If somebody had gotten food poisoning or fever or diarrhea or respiratory infection or, and then what about post-traumatic stress disorder? Boy, that's going to open up a can of worms. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So many of us were shocked to wake up today hearing that Blade Runner Oscar Pistorius had allegedly killed his girlfriend, beautiful model Reva Steenkamp, today in his South African home. He is being charged with her murder. She was a law graduate from Port Elizabeth and was a regular cover girl and the face of Avon, an absolutely exquisite woman. Oscar Pistorius was the athlete who had been a double amputee. He had grown up in South Africa, and we had seen him in the latest Olympic Games, a very high-profile athlete in London's Olympic and Paralympic Games. And he's supposedly the fastest man on no legs. That has been what he's been known for. And I guess they had a very private relationship that never looked like there was an issue. They seem to be happy, And I guess they had discussed today that she had been planning a Valentine's Day-like surprise, I guess, for him. And I don't think we've gotten really any other information since then. We do know that he did like guns. He used to go to a shooting range whenever he couldn't sleep, fire off rounds with his 9mm handgun, they said. He did sleep with a pistol next to his bed. He had a machine gun by a window, a cricket bat, and a baseball bat behind the door. And again, I can't put myself into his mind or think what he could be thinking. You know, I mean, if I didn't have legs and I would have to, brace up, you know, or if God forbid there was an intruder, yeah, I would probably have weapons by my bed. I probably would. So, and many people are like, oh, well, he had guns and he had, well, yeah, of course, you always, after the fact, you know, when somebody gets killed, you immediately look at what weaponry he had and you're like, well, if he didn't have the weaponry, she probably would still be alive. So I understand that that's where the media is going with this. But somebody sleeping with a gun, or in his particular case, having a machine gun by a window, I can't even begin to think what he was thinking, because, again, he didn't have legs. And if he felt, you know, and what his upbringing was, et cetera. So, you know, I'm sure many people of the military or many cops make sure they have a weapon near their bed. I mean, when I went for my CCW, I mean, that's what people were talking about. They're like, you know, look, don't, you know, if you have a gun next to your bed, you know, make sure while you're cleaning your gun, make sure you have your other gun loaded so you always are ready, et cetera. When you have a firearm and you've been trained to use a firearm, there's a certain, I don't want to use the word protocol, but there's certain rituals that you have, you know, with it. And many people, yeah, will have it right by their bed. Okay, and then, you know, either lock it up in the morning or whatnot. So, yeah. We don't know, like I said, what was planned, what was supposedly supposed to happen on Valentine's. Was it a Valentine's surprise that went wrong? But it just blows your mind when you see somebody who, I mean, you would think somebody like him, whose legs were amputated below the knee. Apparently this happened when he was 11 months old. All right. He was encouraged by his mother. His mother had urged him to get into sports. She dies when he's 15, but he still is able to go on. He competes along non-disabled athletes in a wide range of disciplines, from water polo to rugby. And, you know, you see somebody who is able to, I mean, who's an Olympian, that cracks and kills somebody. And this is a subject we bring up a lot on the show, where I assume anybody can crack. All right? When many of these murders happen, it's not from a convicted felon or a quote-unquote bad guy. These were people that, you know, that usually don't have a criminal history or a violent history. Before, I guess, the 2008 Beijing Games, there was debate over whether his prosthetic blades conferred an advantage over non-disabled runners. It became a very, volatile type of subject. He was initially banned from non-disabled competition, but then the ruling was overturned by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. You know, so all we know much about him is that, you know, his athletic career. So where and how did this come from? Now, somebody suggested medicines. Was he on pain medicines? We know pain medicines could make you depressed, like Lortab, Vicodin, Percocet. If you take pain medicines, you could be depressed. You know, but again, I mean, you would think their mental psyche would be strong enough. I mean, I am dying to know what was going on with him and what other signs there were. Because then who the hell are our daughters and sons safe with? You know, whenever you hear, and there's lots of stories, I don't report all of them, because otherwise my show would be all about people who got murdered, and I don't want that to be my show. But I guess there was a teenage girl that was strangled by her boyfriend because she broke up with him twice. Now, I mean, as a parent, that is extremely scary. Extremely scary. One of my patients has three daughters, And her ex-husband had called one of the daughters on her birthday. And the daughter wasn't home. The family wasn't home. So this was on the answering machine, the voice message. And you hear him go on the phone, "What? What are you doing?" And he gets shot. Apparently, the ex-husband's girlfriend got mad at him and just shot him. And this is all on a voice message on the daughter's birthday. So, I mean, just frightening. Just absolutely frightening that this, you know, and you know, when you hear of these things happening where lovers kill each other, it just kind of makes you nervous as to who your, I mean, who your son, daughter, brother, sister, right, friends are with. Anybody can lose it. Now, we don't want to hear that. We want to think that everything is preventable. All right, which is why everybody wants to know what's going on with this case. Even if you didn't watch him run in the Olympics, it was pretty impressive, okay? But even if you really don't even know who he is, when you hear of a high-profile athlete, which from what we understand didn't do drugs, okay, I mean, you want them to find something so then you could breathe easier going, okay, well, that's not going to happen to anybody I know. Well, what if the answer is you just don't know? I mean, these kids dating could kill each other. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I got two boys. One, I think is going to be very, very sensitive to the girls. The other one, I think is going to be a heartbreaker. You know, I think he's going to be maybe less interested in the relationships than the other girls are. You know how you can already tell with your kids? You know, he'll be like, no big thing. All we did was go to a movie. Meanwhile, she's like, oh, but I love him. I love him. I love him. I mean, I'm going to have to teach him to be careful. I'm going to be like, okay, don't you dare love him and leave him. Don't lead people on because you have no idea what kookies are out there. There's a lot of kooky people. Same thing, if I had a daughter and I don't, I would be really nervous about them just, you know, going somewhere or traveling somewhere. I mean, you just don't know. Very frightening stuff. Again, another story of a husband who kills his wife and his kids. How the hell do you know when you're marrying this person, right? And I know people are pointing fingers. Well, it's the guns. Well, there's also knives in the house. There's also things to strangle. I mean, if somebody wants to kill you, they're going to find a way to kill you. These two teenagers, he strangled her. Okay? I mean, it's not just the guns. Doing away with guns is not going to stop wacky people from committing murder. Now, as we get more information, we will let you know. But, it's just one of those things where as a human, you're hoping that there was something that they could trace back to the violent nature, because we don't want to think that the average person, let alone an Olympian, could just turn into a murderer like that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Fix your radios, people. DOCDALI. Whew, you can tell it's been a long 3 hours. But you know what? A lot of stuff to cover. Remember, we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, as well as Saturdays, Pacific time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So please, anytime you have medical questions or concerns, you can call in. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. Now, many of you have been asking who gets the $1.2 million reward for tipping off the police on where Christopher Dorner was. From what I understand, nobody gets the reward. Nobody does. There were tons of tips, but because nobody, I guess, because he wasn't, I believe the way they're wording it is because he wasn't arrested and convicted, and because he ended up being in a gun battle, then nobody gets a reward. Now, you would think it would be Jim and Karen Reynolds. These were the ones who, we've been seeing them in the news. These were the ones that, I guess, surprised Dorner. I guess they had been in their condo at Big Bear Lake. And when Dorner, I guess, came into their cabin, he tied them up. They thought they were going to die. Luckily, he said, you know, I don't want to hurt you. I just want to clear my name. And from what we understand, they were able to escape. They were able to go to their phone, call a cell phone, etc. But because Dorner was never arrested or convicted in a trial, that was kind of the stipulation of the cash sum. Now the Reynolds were tied up, had their heads wrapped in pillowcases, were able to break free after Dorner had stolen their car and fled the home. They are so lucky he didn't shoot them. So lucky. And then they called 911, and then that's when, police know where to go. But, wow, frightening stuff. I don't know if they've, you know, concluded DNA-wise that that was him, but everybody's assuming that the whole Christopher Dorner episode is over. I don't know. I think, what about the people who were hijacked? What about the people that were hijacked? Should, remember their car, right? Or the truck was hijacked, right? And I'm sure they tipped off the police. That could have been, you know. But, so we'll see what happens, because a lot of people are upset going, wait, what are you talking about? What? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys are going to hear that doctors had, quote unquote, frozen a baby for 4 days to slow down his heart. Apparently, baby Edward Ives' heart was racing at 300 beats per minute. So they sedated him and wrapped him in a blanket with cooling gel. Lowered his body temperature to 91 degrees. Having been born with supraventricular tachycardia and delivered premature at 35 weeks, he only had a 5% survival rate. Apparently, after 4 days of this, the little baby's heart rate returned to normal. Doctors warmed him back up. Mommies are happy. Son is now home, doing well. That is phenomenal. What a great story. Doesn't that just make you feel good? Doesn't that make you feel good? No? All right. I think it's for like a little baby, kind of freeze the baby, then bring them. Now, that doesn't mean you all freeze the baby just because your kid's crying. No. This was supraventricular tachycardia. It's a cardiac anomaly where your heart beats extremely fast. Most babies' heart rates could be anywhere between 120 and 160. So for 300, that's pretty scary, extremely scary. Very small chance of survival. They cooled him down, slowed down the heart rate, and now he's fine. Oh, what a good boy. All right. You know, every now and then on the show, we talk about over-the-counter medications and how toxic it could be to pets. So we're going to probably bring that up in the next few weeks. But accidental pet poisonings are on the rise. According to American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, it reports that its Animal Poison Control Center, based in Urbana, Illinois, handled 180,000-plus calls about poisonous substances in 2012, up 7% the previous year. Why? I mean, we've had, you know, acetaminophen and Tylenol and over-the-counter medications and pills before. What is it? What's going on? Now, human medications and supplements are the most common toxins ingested by pets. Prescription medications for humans have accounted for the majority of the call center's calls. Let's see, over-the-counter medications and supplements, insecticides, etc. All these things could possibly hurt the little baby pet. And I told you guys, you know, one acetaminophen, one Tylenol could kill your cat. So if you, let's say, have arthritis, and even though we don't really use acetaminophen for arthritis, but if your doctor doesn't allow you to take anti-inflammatories, you'll end up taking an acetaminophen. And let's say you're pouring something out in your hand and a pill falls and you can't find it and you're having trouble bending down to find it and you don't think to get a broom. Your cat could find that. Your dog could find that. So you need to be very, very careful and avoid and try not to drop any pills. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the European Union's health chief said that these companies who were being investigated for horse meat had falsely labeled I guess, and handled falsely labeled horse meat, and they're being investigated. From what I understand, the European Union ministers are to meet later in Brussels to work out their response to a scandal over the sale of horse meat and products that were sold, purporting that they were beef. Now, keep in mind, a lot of these meat products, you know, were sent to a variety of places. From what we understand, most of them did not come to, I mean, I don't think it hit America, but this has been definitely something that has been kind of causing us to scratch our heads going, why were people eating horse meat? Now, I don't think anybody got sick, but if you're buying beef, it better be beef. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A study came out this week saying the vitamin D that you're buying and taking because your doctor told you you were low in vitamin D or your bones were thinning may not really have the amount that it claims it does on the label. An amount of vitamin D found in a pill tested in the study ranged anywhere from 9% to 146% of the amount listed on the label. So inaccurate supplement labels, and this is happening here in the United States, could be pretty crazy, scary stuff. I mean, you don't want to overdose on vitamin D either. If you're taking something that's 146% of the amount, one bottle tested in the study was certified by the U.S. Pharmacopeial Convention. This is an independent organization that sets standards for dietary supplements and certifies supplements for companies that allow their products to be tested. The amount of vitamin D, they said, was pretty close to what was on the label. They say pills should be anywhere from 90 to 120% of the dose stated on the label. That's interesting. I would say they should probably err on the side of caution and be less than that 120%. You know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe 90 to 100 so you just don't have. But, you know, overdosing on vitamin D would have to happen at very high levels. In the study, researchers looked at 12 bottles of vitamin D supplements bought at five different stores in Portland, Oregon, tested five pills from each bottle. The label dose on the bottles ranged from anywhere to 1,000 units to 10,000 units. All five pills met the standard in only 25% of the bottles. So 75% of the bottles didn't. Now that's kind of crazy stuff. Now, you know, we were talking about in the first hour about over-the-counter type treatments and, you know, why doctors aren't more open to recommending. Well, this is exactly why. We have no idea what we're getting. I mean, you know, lately we've been saying go get your calcium supplements, go get your vitamin D supplements. But if you're not even getting what you're supposed to, because again, they aren't being watched by the FDA. Most of the over-the-counter supplements don't need FDA approval, like the pharmaceuticals do. So, you know, many of us doctors, we trust pharmaceutical-grade prescriptions, even though we know it's more expensive, because at least we know somebody's watching it. In the news today, we were talking about too much calcium, where women who were taking calcium supplements, because they were told to, were more at risk for heart disease. And you know, why is it? What is going on with these over-the-counter supplements? So I just think we need some sort of somebody watching them. But again, that's why over-the-counter supplements can be so cheap, because they're not being watched. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe and God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.